Franklin Graham Thanks President Trump for National Day of Prayer. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on March 15, 2020. Leading evangelical pastor Franklin Graham publicly thanked President Trump Sunday for designating the day as a National Day of Prayer. With so much uncertainty surrounding COVID-19 at home and around the world, people are afraid, Reverend Graham wrote on his Facebook page. Now is the time for Christians to be strong and courageous, knowing that Almighty God is with us. As His Word instructs, we are to cast our cares upon Him, because He cares for us, 1 Peter 5:7. We need to pray for those who are sick and their families, for those who are living in fear and anxiousness, for the professionals who are providing medical care, for those working on treatments and a vaccine for COVID-19, and for our leaders to act with wisdom and courage as they make vital decisions that impact each of our lives, Graham told his 8.3 million followers. In our times of greatest need, Americans have always turned to prayer to help guide us through trials and periods of uncertainty, President Trump said in his proclamation. I ask you to join me in a day of prayer for all people who have been affected by the coronavirus pandemic and to pray for God's healing hand to be placed on the people of our nation. The president said, asking all to remember that no problem is too big for God to handle. In his post, Reverend Graham went on to request prayers for the president as well as all those working to stop the spread of the coronavirus. Please also lift up the president and our nation's coronavirus task force headed by Vice President Mike Pence in prayer as they work closely and diligently with the myriad of issues related to this pandemic, he added. Regardless of people's personal situations, all can and should participate in the day of prayer, Reverend Graham proposed. Some churches are not meeting in person for worship today to avoid possibly spreading the virus. But that doesn't prevent us as the body of Christ from coming before the Lord, kneeling in prayer, and pouring our hearts out to Him, he said. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need, Hebrews 4:16. In an earlier post, Graham urged every church, regardless of denomination, and every individual, regardless of political affiliation, to pray and seek the Lord as the nation faces this crisis. President Donald J. Trump reminded the entire country that throughout its history, the United States has looked to God for strength and protection in times like these, Graham said. The president is right, and we need to call on God now. We need to pray that He would protect us from this virus that is turning the world upside down and gripping the hearts of men and women with fear. Jesus is our shepherd and our deliverer, and regardless of what storms we may face, He will be with us, Graham reflected. This doesn't mean that COVID-19 will disappear immediately, but the Word of God tells us that He loves us and will not leave us. Fear not, for I am with you, be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you, yes, I will help you, I will uphold you with my righteous right hand, Isaiah 41:10, he quoted. Follow @ Williams Rome.